Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's more coming out on that Alec Baldwin tragic story this morning where he shot and killed his cinematographer on set. And I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Harvey O'Brien from the UCD School of English Drama and Film. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, Brendan.
Harvey, we have court documents this morning now, and we also have more of a read on the 911 call from the film set. So what do we know at this point about what happened?
Okay, there's a lot of extra information coming out, and the Mail, the Daily Mail, is producing elements of a transcript from the 911 call where Mamie Mitchell, who is a script supervisor, is in a rather emotional and sort of panicked state, saying that this is the fault of Dave Halls, the assistant director. Now, again, this is just a 911 report. Coming from that, she also seems to be indicating that, you know, this particular assistant director had yelled at her at lunch. So there could be still a lot of emotion involved in that particular report. But in addition, we have slightly more official things coming out, the court transcripts, which seem to be indicating this is definitely an accident. And the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, the IATSE, have issued a statement saying that this was an accidental weapons discharge in which a single live round was fired. And they're also at pains to point out that no members of Local 44, which would be the union in that area, were involved or on the set at the time.
Okay, now, I did say they were using a lot of crew from New Mexico. Non-Hollywood people seems to be an issue here, but there was an armourer there and everything. And listen, I don't know how much you'd know about this, but in terms of what goes on in the making of films, would there be live rounds on set?
Usually not. It would depend on the film, and certainly not in a situation that seems to have been happening. I mean, you know yourself when you watch a film and you have a scene of somebody pointing the gun at a camera and firing it. It's not an uncommon kind of scene that you would see. Obviously, in you know, shooting that, they're not going to use live rounds. There are various distinctions on a technical level between live rounds and blank rounds and squibs and things that mean that, you know, there is an armourer and there is a prop master who are responsible for making sure that everything that's being used on set is safe. And when it is safe, it's called a cold gun. And again, the reports that are coming out today say that when the assistant director, Dave Halls, handed the gun to Alec Baldwin, he said it was a cold gun.
Now, look, you mentioned Dave Halls again there. Let's just be very clear that we can't verify any of this, and these are the reports.
Absolutely not. No, this is the BBC reporting. Yeah.
What he said was a so when they hand the gun to the actor, they would always out loud say a kind of a check system. This is a cold gun.
Yeah, no, I was reading earlier on, the New York Times was reporting, and again, this is just a supposition, that the assistant director took one of a series of guns from the stand outside Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer's office. And ironically, the New York Times said it was because of COVID that these guns were kind of laying in the open. So again, the question of who put the gun in the wrong place and who picked it up is still to be determined. And believe you me, this case is far from over. But as far as Alec Baldwin knew, everything, you know, the protocols were in place, and he was handed a fake weapon that he could do the shot in. And, you know, actors have a different process from technical managers. And even though he's the producer on the film, he's obviously in the scene. And the last thing he's going to be thinking about is this gun safe? Because he presumes the procedures are in place to mean that it is. And he can be an actor. He can be in his moment. He can do his performance. And the last thing he expected was to be handed a live gun.
Yeah. No, this has happened before. Brandon Lee famously killed
Brandon
on
Lee.
A set by a gun.
Yes, I remember that very well, and that was a big deal at the time. And in that case, again, also an accident, there was the projectile was in the chamber. And to explain that, basically, a bullet has a projectile on top. And if you take off the projectile on top, well, technically, you're just firing the gas.
So that is what we would call a blank then, is it?
That's what we would call a blank. Now, in the case of Brandon Lee, it turned out that there was a projectile lodged in the chamber, which wasn't part of the blank cartridge that had been put in. And it seems to have been ejected from the gun and hit him. And then he fell. And famously, it was a shot where he was meant to be shot and fall off, and he did what seemed to be the stunt, and then they realised he wasn't moving. So it was a horrible situation. It had cost Brandon Lee his life and a very promising career at that point.
And look, I think when a lot of people heard this first, the fact that it was Alec Baldwin, who'd as what we know now is Alec Baldwin has been, not the victim, but has been a party in a tragic accident. But Alec Baldwin has always been regarded as, would we say, colourful or a bit of a hothead. Again, nothing to do with this, but he does have a kind of a history, doesn't he?
He does have a history of a kind of a tempestuous relationship with his anger. And in 2013, he was in fact, in 2019, he pleaded guilty to harassment after a row over a parking spot and committed at that time to anger management classes, as well as paying a $120 fine. And he had run in with paparazzi before that. He cycled his bike up the wrong way in New York and had a row with police. But, you know, all of these things are complicated by, you know, history. I mean, when he divorced from Kim Basinger, that was a very messy situation. And he famously was recorded by his daughter, Ireland, sort of giving out to her on the phone.
Yeah, and, when she was 12 or 13.
Exactly. Divorces don't exactly bring out the best in Hollywood people. But there's a huge difference between that and, you know, shooting somebody on a set. And I wouldn't imagine for a minute this is anything to do with a pattern.
No, there's no suggestion of that whatsoever. Listen, is there... It's hard to know if he can come back from this as much as he is, as far as we know, an innocent party. I mean, he's a good actor, isn't he, Harvey, wouldn't you say?
He's great. I mean, I like Alec Baldwin. I always have done. I mean, I remember him first, like, from Beetlejuice, you know, back in 88, and as the smarmy boyfriend in Working Girl. And then, of course, he became Jack Ryan in 1990 in The Hunt for Red October, but then he stepped away from the limelight to focus on stage acting. And, you know, he then went on and actually got a degree from NYU in drama, and he's done a lot of serious work on the stage. And he's one of the most awarded actors on television for his performances on 30 Rock. I think he holds the record for the largest number of SAG, Screen Actors Guild, awards. But yeah, I mean, on a personal level, this has got to be absolutely devastating for him. I mean, Alex Proyas, the director of The Crow, I don't think has ever really recovered from that incident. Again, he was in a kind of promising situation in his film career, and I think he has spoken openly about how devastated he was by what happened.
Yeah. And look, we're not suggesting for a moment here that Alec Baldwin is in any way the victim of this, but you got to think that he is going to go away from this, like, and he's always going to know in himself that as much as it was an accident, he killed somebody. That's
100%. I mean, it's the same, you know, John Landis, of course, was famously, you know, charged with involuntary manslaughter, but then the charges were dismissed in 1984. And there's someone else who's always had that hanging over him his whole career. Yeah. People will still keep mentioning it. So no, this is not going to go away anytime soon.
Okay, Dr. Harvey O'Brien, thank you very much for that.